She caught my eye because not only was her face flushed, but she kept sneaking looks at us and then pretending to be madly interested in her Kindle. Me and Jagged did some professional looming until we'd cleared enough space for me to crouch down and in my best, non-intimidating voice, ask whether she was all right. In case you're wondering, that blokey sing-song timbre with a reassuring touch of regional, in my case Cockney, accent is entirely deliberate. We actually practice it in front of the mirror. It's designed to convey the message that we're totally friendly, customer-facing modern police officers who have nothing but your well-being at the core of our mission statement. But nonetheless, we're not going to go away until you talk to us. Sorry, but that's just how we roll. I let Jagger take over since technically this was his jurisdiction, especially if this turned out to be a common or garden sexual assault. He started by getting her name out of her. Jessica Tallaker, age 24, publicist for a small technical publisher located off Charterhouse Street. "Was that you yelling?" he asked. "I was just startled," she said, and crossed her arms. "Someone knocked into me." Jagger looked around at the nearby passengers. "One of these people. It was an accident," she said. "They didn't mean to." "But it wasn't one of these guys, was it?" I said. Jessica Tallaker looked at me sharply. "What makes you say that?" "There was something a bit weird about this person," I asked. "What? Apart from being a ghost?" she said, and looked defiant. And then a bit fearful that we might have the famous white coat stashed about our person. "What makes you think it was a ghost?" I asked. "Because," she said, "he faded out in front of my eyes." I pulled out my notebook and asked if she could give me a description. "Wait," she said. "You believe me?" There had been reports suggesting there was a ghost on the Metropolitan line, which Jagger brought to me because disruptive phantasmagoria is the responsibility of the Special Assessment Unit, otherwise known as the Fully, otherwise known as those weird bleeders, since, despite being an operational command unit, the SAU consisted of me and Detective Chief Inspector Nightingale. And since inspectors don't get out of bed for anything less than a body in the vicarage, most initial case assessments were done by yours truly. When I first met him, Jagger had been working for the London Underground Division of the British Transport Police. They'd just now reorganised and reassigned him to his very own office at their swanky HQ in Camden Town. Technically, he worked directly for the chief constable as troubleshooter and go-to problem solver, but really, he was there to deal with the weird shit on the underground. For this, he blamed me. "You're the one that likes exploring places underground," I said. "You walk right into this of your own accord." He did admit that it gave him a varied workload. I got to see his brand new office, which would have had a lovely, scenic view of the car park and canal if the blinds didn't have to be permanently drawn to prevent people looking in. "Can't have members of the public seeing what we get up to all day," said Jagger, before passing over a yellow folder full of hard copy. Normally, we shunt files back and forth as email attachments, but the Folly prefers to do things the old-fashioned way, just in case someone leaks our emails and... also because only one of us currently lives in the 21st century. "I was handed this by Project Guardian," said Jagger. "They wanted my advice." Project Guardian was a joint BTP, Met, Transport for London, City Police initiative to deal with sexual assaults and offensive behaviour on the transport system. Part of that initiative was improving reporting rates for those offences, which meant convincing victims we were taking them seriously. So when you get a cluster of complaints about assaults by a man who wasn't there, you don't just bin them. You pass them to the people who are responsible for weird shit, i.e. me and Jacket. "A man who wasn't there," I said. There had been a cluster of complaints. Two men, three women, who either called the Project Guardian hotline or 999, and reported that they had been variously groped, shouted at, and, in one case, racially abused. "All of them on the Metropolitan line," said Jagger. Where it got weird was in the follow-ups.